This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The range of responses in Massachusetts to a Supreme Court decision today that leaves Obamacare intact, relief, celebration, and caution. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
As of today, 120,000 Massachusetts residents have government-subsidized insurance. None of them were at risk for losing coverage based on the decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. That's because Massachusetts has a state-run health insurance shopping site called the Health Connector. The case before the U.S. Supreme Court only affected people who buy insurance through the federal website. But many Massachusetts residents had a close personal or professional interest in this case.
Well, I am very relieved that affordable care can continue nationwide. It's made a huge difference in Massachusetts.
Faith Perry is a member of the Protestant Church of the Covenant in Boston. Back in 2005, you'd find her collecting signatures and making calls, trying to persuade state lawmakers to pass the state's near universal health coverage law. Perry had two children who were about to graduate from college.
And I was very worried that they would not have health insurance after that.
Perry is one of thousands of residents who celebrated passage of the state law, which Chief Justice John Roberts mentioned six times in his majority opinion. The state subsidies and other changes, says Roberts, quote, reduced the uninsured rate in Massachusetts to 2.6%, by far the lowest in the nation, end quote. Josh Archambault at the Pioneer Institute says Roberts overlooks the fact that the uninsured rate was low in Massachusetts before the state or federal coverage laws took effect.
We only saw a drop of about 4 to 5%, whereas in other states, they're in much different starting places, so I'm not sure it's a perfect analogy to be drawn.
But expectations may be shifting. Rosemarie Day, who was the first chief operating officer at the Health Connector, says that under the Federal Affordable Care Act, residents of many states have come to expect that they can get insurance even if they are already sick or can't afford the full premium.
Those are things that are going to become fundamental for America. It's been this way in Massachusetts, and it's making its way across the country, and I'm just thrilled.
There's excitement and relief from many in the state's healthcare industry today.
There's not much to be said because we've dodged a bullet.
That's Tim Jens, Executive Vice President at the Massachusetts Hospital Association. He was prepared to be on a lengthy national call yesterday if the court had decided that subsidies for 6.5 million people were illegal. Jens says hospitals here were worried because they didn't know what would happen to the Affordable Care Act and all the changes it has required if insurance subsidies collapsed in the 34 states named in the lawsuit.
For a state like Massachusetts that has its challenges but been working hard collaboratively with so many stakeholders to move in the right direction, it couldn't have been anything but bad news to have that disrupted.
The Affordable Care Act will still face challenges from the Republican-controlled U.S. House and Senate. The Cadillac tax, small business changes, and other provisions that will increase the cost of insurance for millions of Americans are still to come. This test of health care reform is not done. But this Supreme Court decision may be the end of serious legal challenges to the law that uses the Massachusetts experiment as a blueprint. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.